I don't have any trouble giving TC, and actually I agree with the fact that it's probably less toxic. It doesn't bother anyone that a well-done intergroup trial comparing AC versus AT showed no benefit, and this is suggesting that docetaxel is better. I mean, if anything, you would have expected that substituting docetaxel for cyclophosphamide would give you a bigger hit. You can come up with reasons. It's just I find it a little troublesome.
Do you have any explanation?
I actually don't have an explanation, and it's why I say that based on this one study, I think I would conclude that TC is about the same as AC because I'm not ready to say that it's better based on one study of 1,000 patients with another study that I think has a slightly concerning
But the
result.
Inclusion was vastly different. I mean, you didn't have 10% patients with more than 10 positive nodes in that study. You did not have 50% node-positive patients in that study like you did in this study. So the wiggle room to show the difference was much tighter in that study.
Well, it
study.
All depends on the number of events, and my guess is that the number of events in that roughly 2,500 person? Joe can tell us. How many
patients? Yeah, there were about 2,900 patients, and there was an 87% four-year disease-free survival in both arms. It was projected to be about 78% in the AC arm.
But the number of events in that trial is going to be very similar to the number of events in this trial. And
but the percent difference that you project in the statistical design would still be affected by absolute number may be the same, but the percentage would be different in the two trials.
Aman?
I would think that we are talking about it, that TC safety is as good as AC, but there were two deaths, if I recall the slides, on the TC arm compared to the patients who were on the AC arm. Beside that, the myelotoxicity was quite a bit higher in spite of utilization of the growth factor. And I agree with Eric that here, when you took out cyclophosphamide and substituted docetaxel with a better drug, did not show any subset of patient population where there was advantage or hint of advantage. There was a consistent, slightly inferior outcome with inclusion of docetaxel with anthracycline in that study of CLGB. So I think this study with a smaller sample size, I would be cautious to interpret. I think it needs to be confirmed before we jump on the bandwagon thinking that this is the answer right now.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm thinking that maybe I should go back home and think more about using TC than we have. I'm just not ready to tell a patient, I know this regimen is better.
But I think that it can be equal but potentially less toxic if you get rid of the doxorubicin.
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, it's definitely not worse.
Isn't this just yet another option of chemotherapy in low-risk patients, full stop?
Yes. That's how I would see it.
The active regimen is reasonable for some people.
Paul?